Mark 4, beginning in verse 1. Again he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea, and the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land. And he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teaching he said to them, "Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where it did not have much soil. And immediately it sprang up, since it had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, it was scorched. Since it had no root, it withered away. Other seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no grain. And other seeds fell into good soil, and produced grain, growing up and increasing and yielding 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God. But for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables? The sower sows the word. And these are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, Satan immediately comes and takes away the word that is sown in them. These are the ones that are sown on the rocky ground, the ones who, when they hear the word, immediately receive it with joy, but they have no root in themselves, but endure for a while. Then when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately they fall away. And others are the ones sown among thorns. They are those who hear the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches and the desires for other things enter in and choke the word, and it proves unfruitful. But those who were sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit, 30-fold and 60-fold and 100-fold. And he said to them, "Is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And he said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." And he said, "The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come." And he said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable shall we use for it? It's like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all the seeds in the earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples, he explained everything. Let us pray. Righteous Father, thank you for preserving these parables for us. We pray, Father, that you grant us understanding and that you grant us ears to hear. We pray, Father, that you grant us obedience, strengthen us in your service. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. All right, so we spent the last couple of weeks considering what kinds of people Jesus calls into the kingdom of God. Entry into the kingdom is not based on earthly pedigree. It's not based on blood relations like we saw in last week's text. Instead, it's based on obeying the word of God and following our Lord. That's essential. That is the message that we preach consistently. In fact, that's why I think it was included in Jason's prayer earlier in our worship together. Because entry into the kingdom is based on obeying the word of the Lord and following our Lord. Jesus brings that idea forward in this week's text. Specifically in the parable of the soils. He says, the seed is the word, and the story is about different kinds of soils that receive the seed, that is the word, in different ways. Most of them unfruitfully. The good soil is that which receives the word and bears fruit. All right, we'll have more to say in a moment about entering the kingdom of heaven. But first, I want us to note something else that Jesus teaches about the nature of the kingdom in today's parables. He said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground, and he sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. But when the grain is ripe at once, when the grain is ripe at once, he puts in the sickle because the harvest has come. The kingdom of God comes in its fullness according to the will of God. That is to say, that the fulfillment of God's plan, the fulfillment of God's purpose, does not depend on us, any more so than the growth of the seed depends on the farmer prompting it along. Right? Even a farmer who knows what he's doing, like a modern farmer who understands how seed grows and what leads to a good yield, you know, he does what he can, but ultimately the growth of the seed is outside of his control. Right, growing up, I never saw my dad go out early in the morning to coax the corn along. Maybe there are people who do that. They're crazy. But the growth does not depend on the farmer. And the point is that God's kingdom, the establishment of his kingdom, the growth of his kingdom, ultimately does not depend on us. This is of a piece with what we've already seen about the kingdom. Right? Entry into the kingdom is not primarily about us. Again, it doesn't depend on earthly pedigree. It doesn't depend on earthly blood relations. Because the kingdom of God is not an earthly kingdom. It doesn't depend on us at all. Rather, we are free to enter into it or to stay outside of it. Makes a big difference for us, but it makes no difference at all to the kingdom. God's kingdom is going to be established regardless of what you or I do. In other words, we submit to the kingdom and not the other way around. Right? We depend on the kingdom. The kingdom does not depend on us. And that is the primary message that I want to explore from our reading today. Jesus says two things about parables that might seem at odds with each other at first. First, in verses 10 through 12, he says, when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables, and he said to them, to you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside, everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven. But then you go to verse 21. And he said to them, is a lamp brought in to be put under a basket or under a bed and not on a stand? For nothing is hidden except to be made manifest, nor is anything secret except to come to light. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even that what he has will be taken away. So you look at these two statements. Is the kingdom of God meant to be hidden, or is it meant to be revealed? The answer is both. To some, it is hidden. To others, it is revealed. The difference is in our willingness to submit to the Lord. Jesus quotes from Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 10, in which the Lord tells Isaiah, remember, the Lord is commissioning Isaiah in that vision. And he tells Isaiah that his preaching is going to fall on deaf ears. This tends to happen a lot to the prophets, by the way. I can't imagine. It's got to be extremely discouraging to have the Lord appear to you in a vision that, first of all, terrifies you sick, and then have the Lord tell you, you are going to spend the rest of your life proclaiming the law to this people, and you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to work. Can you imagine the Lord telling you that? You're going to go preach, and no one's going to listen to you. You're going to go preach, and everybody's going to hate you, and they're going to try to kill you. The Lord said, go and say to this people, this is in Isaiah 6, 9, go and say to this people, keep on hearing but do not understand. Keep on seeing but do not perceive. Make the heart of this people dull. Make their ears heavy. Blind their eyes, lest they see with their eyes and hear with their ears and understand with their hearts and turn and be healed. Because Isaiah lives in a time where Israel has hardened its heart. And we've seen it happening. Right? If you've been here for our Judges study, you've seen it happening. The heart of Israel is already hard. And we're talking about hundreds of years down the line here where Israel's heart has had time to ossify. And the Lord says to Isaiah that in his preaching, his job is to make the hearts of the people dull, make their ears heavy, make their eyes blind. Because to the hard of heart, the word of the Lord will only confirm them in their hardness of heart. You see it happen with Pharaoh. His heart is already hard. And so whenever Moses comes and speaks the word of the Lord to him, what's the result? His heart is hardened even further. This is why, over the course of today's reading in Mark, Jesus repeatedly talks about the importance of our hearing. In fact, the very first word out of his mouth in chapter 4 is, listen. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. He repeats that a couple of times over the course of today's reading. He says that the seed that was sown on the good soil are the ones who hear the word and accept it and bear fruit. He says, pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you use, it will be measured to you, and still more will be added to you. For the one who to the one who has, more will be given, and from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Notice there, the Lord has just explained pretty much explicitly the sorts of things that we've been talking about. To the one who is receptive, submissive to the Lord, to the one whose heart is soft, the word of the Lord leads to repentance, to healing. To the one who has, more will be given, Jesus says. But then you look at Pharaoh, you look at Israel, you look at anyone whose heart is hardened, and we see that the effect of the word of the Lord is to harden them further. Because from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Mark 2 confirms the importance of hearing at the end of the reading. With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. The Son of God came to reveal the kingdom of God to the world. But neither his message nor the kingdom that that message reveals, neither of them submits to men. You know, we've got to remember our place in things. If we come to the gospel making demands of it as though we were master over it, and it's answering to us, then it absolutely is not going to reveal the kingdom of God to us. Only when we come to the gospel, recognizing that God makes demands of us, that we are the ones in the subservient position, that the good news of Jesus Christ reigns over us, we answer to it, not it to us. Only when that happens will we perceive and understand and turn and be healed. And so the call today is to hear, to accept the word of God, to soften your heart, submit to the Lord. And what our Lord promises us is that if we do that, if we take those steps, then the Lord will grant us more and more perfect submission to Him. To the one who has, more will be given. And so let us turn and be healed. Let us believe the good news that we have been given about the kingdom of God. Turn away from sin and turn towards the Lord. Confess that Jesus is Lord if you have not done so already. Be baptized into His death, burial, and resurrection if you have not done so already. Or it may be that you're here and in need of restoration or in need of prayer, in need to confess some sin, or just need to request some help with the spiritual issue that you have. Whatever your need may be, if you are ready to turn and follow the Lord, make that need known by coming forward as together we stand and sing number 818.